You are now checked in to Stand Up New York Labs. Oh, yeah.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to the Invasion of Privacy podcast. I'm Kate Wolf.
And I'm Joe Santagato.
And we have a really good show today because we have three special guests with us. We've got Mike Cross is back.
None of which were actually invited.
I'm already getting stepped on right now. I can't even say thanks for being here. Hey, thanks for having me on the podcast.
Mike Cross is here, the guy with the funny laugh. A lot of people have been commenting on that.
People love Mike. Yeah. People have asked for us to have Mike back.
They just like his laugh.
Yeah.
No, they love all of him. What are you doing? Don't be a bully.
Oh, here we go.
Hold on. I'm moving your mic closer, Mike. Okay, we also have one of my closest friends, Akash Sings, here.
Yeah, what's up?
MTV's very own Akash Sings.
Oh, yeah.
Glad to be back.
Congrats. Because last time he was on, we couldn't talk that you were on Guy Code.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, we couldn't. So, now we can.
Yeah, he's on Guy Code now. When's the first episode coming out?
January 14th. So
hell yeah.
Very soon.
Awesome. Ooh. And then we also have one of our favorites and one of my closest friends, Nathan McIntosh, is back.
Ooh.
Hello, everyone. How are you? The last time I was here, I don't know if I get the same kind of comments from your audience the way that Mike Cross does.
No, the comments we get from you was like,
gay.
That guy's gay.
He wants to suck a lot of dicks. I've said many.
Wait a minute, but I've been. Last time I was on here, I just talked about how great looking Joe was.
Yeah, but you saying that is different than him having a conversation. He was trying to convince me to suck a dick for about 37 minutes.
And the last, long.
Whoa, what was the outcome?
Finally got him to do it. He'd rather, but this is what it took. He'd rather suck a dick than do heroin. It had to get all the way up.
What?
There. But either way, the last time I was here, Kate Wolf said that I was being dominating. Audience, if you listened to that episode and you thought that, this week, I will not be. I will scale it way back.
Did anybody challenge your position that you would rather?
Nobody.
Because, I mean, I'm not positive which way I would go on suck a dick or do heroin.
I would like the record
no,
to show
the
that
whole time
I did
he
not...
was like, he's like, if Sofia Vergara had a dick, would you suck it?
Oh, he's trying to convince me of this, too.
Mm-hmm. And I was like, I wouldn't suck her dick.
I may have given in really quickly. I don't remember.
I don't know, but I said I wouldn't suck her dick. And he's like, come on, man, you gotta suck a dick. And he just was trying to make me suck dicks. And I was like, I'm not trying to suck. He was like verbally raping, like fantasy raping me, kind of. It was weird.
Because I don't want to be a dominating force this week, I will allow that comment to happen. But I personally don't believe I was verbally raping anybody into sucking a penis. And I apologize.
That's enough.
I apologize. I apologize that every time I come on here, there's talk of sucking a dick.
All right. Well, we're going to move on from that topic. We're going to talk about the friend zone.
Oh.
Oh, man.
Because we get a lot of emails from people, mostly it's girls that message saying that, you know, they're friends with this guy and they started sleeping with him. What do I think about it? Can it work? Is that okay? Or they're friends with a guy and they're thinking about sleeping with him for the first time, and what do I think about that kind of a thing. So we just want to talk about...
What does that have to do with the friend zone?
I just want to talk about friends in general.
No, I want to talk about friends in general, too.
I guess it's kind of like...
if you're going to sleep with a dude, that's he's not in the friend zone, then.
That's what I was thinking. A friend zone, two guys at least, is specifically, I'm never going to sleep with this girl because she just sees me as a friend.
Yeah.
Okay, well, I want to talk about that first, and then I want to go into, you know, is it a good idea to sleep with a friend and try to keep it as friends? But we can first start with friend zone.
Okay.
Everyone's going to be quiet now because...
No, okay. No, I mean, Nate is trying to make some kind of weird statement right now, and I don't appreciate it.
All right, let me, hold on. First,
I'm
going to go to Mike.
When he, like, stopped eating or whatever he did.
Let's not compare Nate to Gandhi, all right? Let's not do that, okay?
Mike, we're going to go to Mike. Mike Cross.
I agree. We should always...
Hey.
You guys should talk, and then we should chime in.
Okay, so Mike Cross, all right? How do you feel about... Have you ever been friend-zoned?
I feel like the pressure's on, you know? Have I been friend-zoned? No. Because typically, I'm not trying to sound chauvinistic or anything when I say this, but I've just never been friends with, like, a lot of girls. Like, I have you.
So that would be
friend-zoned. But I'm saying, like, I don't really, you know what I mean? Like, I don't
But it wasn't like you tried to hook up.
No,
with Kate
I
and
never.
Got friend. You yeah. saw her as
yeah,
a friend.
No.
Now became
yeah,
friends.
Yeah. I never was
that's
like
a friendship. I think is different than friend zoning.
Yeah, I never like yeah. pursued a girl and then ended up like, hey, let's just be friends. And I was like, because then first, if it ever did, I might maybe a couple times, but then I would be like, you know, I never wanted to be your friend, so it never even happened.
Yeah. You know. First of all, do you guys think, all of you, I'm talking to all of you, do you think guys and girls can be friends? Because some people, I don't like when people are like, oh, guys and girls can't be friends, because the guy's always going to want to have sex with the girl.
I don't think that makes you not friends.
Yeah.
I have sex with a bunch of my friends.
No, I think if I think if you're attractive, one person's attracted to the other, that's not honest. That's not a real, genuine friendship.
Why? Why can't there be attraction in a friendship and still have it be a friendship?
Because then that's not a friendship in its purest form. A friendship is much more selfless than that, isn't it?
No, I disagree. I think you can include all of it. It's all about including everything. So you can have an attraction for someone and still be their good friend.
I think you may be trying to fit a lot of ideals into this friendship thing because you want to be inclusive and you're like, yeah, why shouldn't it apply? But that's either you're trying to be like too open-minded about it, or you have a lot of guy friends who want to have sex with you and you don't want to lose them as friends. This is my read on the situation.
I think there's a difference between I think there's a difference between if you have a friendship and one and you're in a couple of the people, well, it's two people, if there's like a semi-attraction. Now it's one thing if one of the people is like really into the other person where they really have strong feelings, that would make it hard to continue to be friends. But I think just being attracted to someone, it's not a big deal.
If you're a dude and you're attracted to someone, it's usually something you try to act on, right? Nate, what are you fucking doing?
What are you,
I'm sorry. I'm not. Let's not derail this conversation.
What did I do?
Think, here's
nothing.
What I think.
You're great.
I think if you're attracted to somebody, if I'm attracted to a girl, if I was attracted to you, every conversation we would have, we could be talking about the weather. But the subtext of that conversation underneath it is, I want to have sex with you. Or yeah. I want to hook up with you.
I don't think there's yeah, I agree with Akash. I don't think there's a dude out there that's really not thinking about that.
Because that's what attracted is. You're attracted to something. You want to fuck that thing. Attracted is a nice word to mask the fucking.
Yes.
That is a t-shirt right there.
Yes. Attracted is a nice word to mask the fucking. If you're attracted to something, you want to fuck it. Or own it or purchase it or be in it with your penis.
I mean, I guess we're coming at it from two different genders here.
Yes. But
I'd be interested to hear how females look at it
because
I never
to be
think
honest,
about it.
You know, I'm only probably about 25-30% bisexual. I'm not very bisexual with that stuff, but I've been attracted. It's a decent amount. Like I've kissed girls before, but so I've had girlfriends where
what
I can
else
be,
have you done?
I mean, we got into this with the whole sex party conversation. You weren't
kidding.
There that day.
I just
day.
Wanted you to say that you scissored someone.
I've never
what?
Scissored.
That's fine.
I've never scissored someone. Anyway, we can get back to that. But my point is I could have a girlfriend where I'm like even like 5% attracted to her or something. It doesn't even matter. Like it's not, but I guess it's not weighing on my mind. I guess what you guys are saying for a guy, if he's attracted to something, it's like,
are you consciously attracted to them or you think it's a subconscious? 5% sounds like it's not a conscious.
5% is like they're ugly.
Yeah, I'm like 5%.
5% is like I don't even like them. 5% is not a real percentage of
I think
of
I'm 5% attracted to everyone.
Exactly.
Like, I can find 5% of someone.
It's also a weird thing to quantify what percentage attracted.
Okay, yeah. Well, I won't get
anything past
36%. Not that you're weird. It's just hard to, like, how do you really do that?
124%.
I think she's saying that she has attraction, but it's not much. It's like, is that what you're saying?
So maybe,
like, it's not.
Like, if I, listen, if I had a guy friend and I was, like, attracted to the point. See, I'm only really attracted to someone if I have feelings for them. So that's where I think the difference is. If I'm really attracted to a guy, it means
physically
I probably want to be them.
Right. See, men don't feel like that.
No, no,
Nate,
no.
Do you feel like
that? I think that also applies. I think that's attracted to. Girls will look at it with more.
Emotion.
Not that guys don't ever, but girls will look at it typically more like emotionally. So that's part of the attraction. So then at that point, it's not a real friendship. We could be talking about some girl that I'm trying to talk to and I'm looking to you as a friend and, hey, let's talk about this. But the subtext of your conversation with me is, nah, you shouldn't be with that girl. You should be with me.
Exactly.
So that, I don't think
but
that's
I've
a real
never,
friendship.
Yeah, so that's a whole different. Guys are different in the sense that they can want to have sex with a girl without emotionally wanting something.
I can hate everything about you.
I actually want to have sex with you less if I'm emotionally invested.
Really?
Yeah, I would like no emotion involved.
Yeah, no, that's pretty common.
How does that work with you being in a relationship with Liz? Because you're clearly super emotionally invested.
I mean, yeah. Well, then that tells you right there. The other side of it is, you know, it's what it is.
Is it hard for you to be monogamous? Because,
like, do I want to fuck other women?
I know you want to. I know that we've had this conversation where you want to fuck other women.
Dudes want to fuck other girls, but they just don't.
Yeah. Right, but what I'm saying, but I think some men have a harder time being monogamous than others.
Sure.
So I'm saying, is it hard? Do you get what I'm saying?
Yeah. Like, do I buy lots of gum and to curb the craving of wanting to.
Well, I'm not going to mention
a lot of sunflower seeds. And,
Jesus Christ!
I'm not going to mention
a nightmare. No, it is not.
Is it hard for you, Mike, to be monogamous?
That's different because I got legal.
Married.
I got legal stuff going on. You know what I mean? If you cheat, it's all fucked up. Got to lose a big screen. You know what I mean? It's a whole situation. You know?
Yeah. If he cheats,
yeah.
I mean,
I'm
scot free. You could, you know,
lose a big screen.
Yeah. You know, fish tacos on Tuesday. You know what I'm saying? My whole system's crumbling. You know?
There's a lot riding on this.
Yeah. Yeah, so it's different. I think it's a different scenario. You know what I mean?
No, I think what
no,
you're
does
saying...
that really play into it, though? The fact that...
You know what? I will be honest with you. I'm going to be honest. I mean, yeah, of course, I look at other women, and I'm like, oh, whatever. But at the end of the day, like, I love my wife. I love her. I would never want to hurt her in a way that, you know...
Yeah, but it sounds like you've stifled that urge then with other things. Do you get what I'm saying? Like, oh, I love her, so that's why I'm going to keep it down.
Instead of gum, fish tacos.
Yeah.
Pounding himself full of fish tacos.
Yeah. So it doesn't sound like, because for me, I'm not just saying this. When I'm in love with someone, I really don't have the urge to have sex with other people. I swear to God. So I don't think it's that easy for
dudes. I don't
dudes.
Think that you're the majority, though.
I would also just love to cheat for fun. I'm not going to do it, but wouldn't it be great?
Can I put a disclaimer on this for your sake, for people who are listening?
Yeah.
I hang out with Nate a lot. Also, Mike, I don't see them. Comics are generally fucking creeps and cheaters and degenerates. I don't see them doing anything remotely creepy in terms of, like, talking to a girl after a show or flirting or whatever. No. So whatever Nate's about to say, just take it with the fact that he's actually completely faithful. Now go ahead.
I am completely faithful.
Both Nate and Mike have
But I just think the listeners need to know that before they start listening to this.
Wouldn't cheating be fun?
I would love it.
But that's what I'm saying. Cheating would be fun. I'm not going to do it, but I mean, like, then there's also the thing you start cheating with some girl who's just a criminal and she goes on your Facebook and she puts on your wall, wait, I gave me that dick last night. And you're like, not on the wall, you know? Private message!
It would just That's be why they made it!
Yeah. Text me!
Just poke me!
Text me! There's a whole, you know what I mean? That whole thing. Or Instagram, like the used condom on the ground. Remember this? Hashtag last night. Hashtag winky wink wink wink. I wouldn't ever do it, one, because I don't want to hurt my lady, but also there's so much bullshit involved with it. It's not worth it.
Plus, you've told me you have the best sex with your girlfriend, Liz.
Really?
That's
a thing you do with your significant other?
There's a long pause.
It's not just fish tacos?
Is that just fish tacos and big screen TV and movies?
I thought those came in too long to make up for the bad sex. I'm just over here chewing tobacco, watching TV. No, honestly, the best sex I've had is with Liz. I've had some pretty sweet ass, pretty great sex with some other ladies out there. You know who you are.
All three of you.
And stop messaging me on my wall. But yeah, no, it's that'd be another thing too, that I know if I had sex with some just random woman that I met, I wouldn't even be getting the things that I actually want.
Well, you've told me, I'm sorry that I'm sharing too much because Nate and I are close friends, but
I don't know what you're gonna
but
say.
Your social is
and your Canadian one is
what I was
two,
gonna say is
two.
You've told me some of the first times that you I think it was you told me that some of the first times you've had sex, it's not even
oh
like
you
that.
Are going pretty far, huh?
Yeah,
wow.
Sorry,
Jesus.
Well, it's not even as comfortable in terms of being able to get like the full rock hard on
pussy.
No, okay, first
no,
of all.
No, but I've heard that with a lot of guys. I've heard that with
a lot of guys.
Can
Hold
I
on.
Say briefly what I was going to say?
Let's get this rebuttal going.
Akash just made fun of me for being a pussy. Akash has never had sex. Just for
your know that. They know that.
I know. So what I'm saying is.
Why can't I put my business in the street?
You, and Kate, yes, I have told you before, in confidence, not on my wall, Kate. That anytime I've hooked up with a most times when I've hooked up with a woman first time I don't come because it's not a comfortable thing. It's
really?
Not a comfortable experience. Yeah.
See, I'm more comfortable with someone I don't know.
Interesting.
And then a deep breath.
So happy to get that out.
I've been waiting for years.
But yeah, that's so
weird.
Why?
That doesn't make sense. I feel like if I was having consistent sex with someone after a while, you're like, fuck it, let's do cartwheels and fuck in the living
room. You know what you can touch.
Not if your girlfriend or wife's constantly criticizing you, then you might be like,
Is your wife constantly criticizing
you? I'm not saying that she does.
Is your wife constantly criticizing you?
No.
Oh, okay.
But outside of sex, is she constantly criticizing you?
No, I think you. No,
did she hit you? Did she hit you?
I wasn't trying to insinuate that his wife does that. That would be an instance where you're not as comfortable.
Well, then I'd be like, "Fuck you!" Like, what the hell? Like, that's kind of
I don't know.
Well, that's another thing. But I don't know. That's kind of
what about? Okay, Joe. Yes. Let me ask you.
Yeah.
Because you have a girlfriend. Right. I love her.
Congrats. Hey, congratulations!
She's pretty rad. She was on the podcast.
Big screen. Fish tacos. Any of those things.
Life is good.
Anyway, do you ever, is it easy for you to be monogamous? Or do you find it hard? You still.
It's too early to tell. I've been dating her for like a month and a half.
Yeah, Kate, why don't you get off his dick? Jesus Christ, can he just have a moment?
Jesus Christ.
No, but I mean...
No, but the thing with Joe, because he gets a lot of pussy thrown at him all the time.
Yeah, he does.
Who doesn't? We're men walking the earth. Mike Ross, you're gorgeous.
I'm not trying to say.
Nobody's being defensive.
He gets more because he's more famous than us. It's a simple.
What I'm saying
is math. It's numbers.
I'll be tagged.
Numbers never lie.
Nathan,
check the YouTube views, bro.
Yes.
Check the YouTube numbers, bro.
Listen to this. I'll be tagged in something with him, right? Whether on Twitter or Instagram, and these girls will be like, fuck me, Joe, please.
We were just talking about that before we.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, so, you gotta. They don't mean that. They're just fucking saying it to say it.
But
it
that, like they say it to you.
Spread eagle, right?
We don't get it like that.
But my point is even when he's single and he's getting that, he doesn't. Not that he's a saint, because he definitely, you know, does some kind of one night stands ish stuff. But he doesn't fully. You know, he's not someone who acts on all that stuff.
Yeah, he's not a complete creep.
He's not. I'm not friends really with many creepy dudes because they are fucking creepy. But yeah, my point is you weren't like that before you had a girlfriend. I don't know why suddenly you'd start fiending.
No, I mean, do you look at other girls and go, oh, she's hot. Like, that would be nice. And then you just like, I mean, but you don't do it. Just like they were saying, like, it comes across your mind, but you just don't do it because you realize you have a good thing and it's going to just completely fuck it up. You're probably going to regret it afterwards, you know?
Yeah.
It's too much work.
It is a lot of work.
Yeah, paying for hotel rooms.
Yeah. And then hiding it. Like, you got to hide it for forever.
Have
until
y'all
you
ever
caught.
Cheated?
I've never cheated, no. I've never, like...
I mean, no.
What was that?
What is cheating?
There what is cheating? I didn't consider it cheating because we hadn't really been together. My ex-girlfriend, though, we were like dating like 2 months. I got head from some girl.
Yeah, no, that's cheating.
Is it?
Yeah.
Like full on?
Yes.
What percentage of cheating? If we're
that's cheating.
30% cheating?
I'll go like
100%.
That's extremely low, 30%. I think it's like if y'all decided
it's a
it was
dick
just
in
y'all.
Mouth. It's the thing I was trying to get Joe to do. It's not a big deal.
Yes, it is.
I think
that's what I was trying to get Joe to do.
It's actually a huge deal, man.
Getting your dick sucked.
It, yes. Yo, honestly, it's
a
only
dick in the mouth
two,
is a huge deal.
It's only like 92% cheating.
I'd say it's way less than 92% cheating.
I'm going to say 100%.
Bro, you're 2 months in. That's 60 days of you going, just you and me.
No, I didn't say that. That no,
that's
no. If I
ask.
If I
have
had been
y'all,
saying,
yeah, well, you guys,
we didn't have that, that
been,
conversation.
You didn't have
that,
oh,
and then we did.
Like, then exactly. Different
good.
Story.
Exactly.
I would give. I'll give you 37. Then
there you go. This is what I'm saying. It's not like a. It's not like a full on.
No.
You and me to the end of
no,
time.
No, no,
we didn't
no.
go write our name in
if
a tree.
If that wasn't established,
it was like, you know, here's a thing, and then there.
Yeah, right. No, you go 37. I'll give you that.
I wouldn't even go 37.
No, that's. I think you're good. I think you're scot free. If it's not official, if you haven't had the talk, I think you're good.
Did you date her after that?
Yeah.
Well, this is 37.
Wait, you dated the girl who went down on you?
No. Oh. Left that girl. Wow, found her. No.
I was cracking a joke. He's fucking.
No, I was actually kind of serious, but all right.
If you didn't date her, then it's zero.
Yes.
But then you did date her, so it's kind of like you knew in the back of your mind.
Yeah, but I, you know, yeah.
So you know, I'll give you, you know, 20.
Thank you. I just 26. Want it under 30.
26.
It's under 30.
I'll give you 26%.
Well, you
cheating.
Don't ever cheat when, you know, things are good, you know? You cheat when they're bad. you know, like I wouldn't mess
like
up.
Like if tacos don't come this Tuesday, I swear to God.
I'm not fucking messing that shit up. You got to be crazy. But I feel
you also have like pets and like.
Yeah, we got a whole thing.
Yeah, now so, you got
that was like a, that's not a whole thing.
Well, and who's going to get the dog and then I got to go
the
see
fish.
It?
Fish. And the, who's going to change the
cats
tank?
And then, you know, the apartment.
So what keeps you from cheating isn't like love or anything. It's just like, yeah, what's going to happen to Fred?
No, he and never love. Said that. He okay. also loves her.
No, yeah, I love her. But hon, okay. I have cheated. I did cheat on a
full-on cheat?
Full-on cheat.
Sex.
100%?
Penetration.
Or? Yeah.
Okay.
Wasn't I dated this girl in college, and, you know, she was in the hospital for a while. So,
no, he's not. No, he's not.
Oh, man. You know,
there's no way this is true. There's no shot.
Yeah, because she, you know,
my cross is crazy.
What
low
was she in the
crazy.
Hospital for?
She had Crohn's disease.
But did you go talk to her and be like, out.
I had to go for
did
months
you
back and
I know,
forth.
But did you say anywhere like, look.
Never once was she like, hey, thanks. So I was like, you bitch. Wasting my time. I got to pay $10 to park every day. I'm in college. I'm working a job. Hey, thanks for making time. None of that.
That's the best.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, that's so
the
weird.
Way you started that, he's just like, well, she was in the hospital.
I know, right?
Oh, that's thank the you. Best. Did you end up telling
oh
her,
God.
Or you just ended up going, look,
we,
you're
well,
not.
Well, okay, here. She, I, you know, felt really bad. Yeah. So I was like, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to sweep this underneath the rug and don't tell anybody.
What a nice guy.
You stand up, motherfucker.
I'm a nice, stand up, I was like, hey, I got to be there for her. She just got out of the hospital. Right. I got to be there.
Right.
You know what I mean? I'm not going to. By the way, you know what I mean?
The day she gets out.
Glad you're feeling better because I've been wanting to get this off my chest.
No, real quick, I'm not trying to take us too far off topic, but no. Crohn's isn't life-threatening. How long was she in a hospital with Crohn's?
She was in there.
Crohn's is like an ass disease. You just take a lot of shits.
No, it's for everybody. It's a different. That, it's a different for everybody. It's different for everybody.
Okay,
you can.
My brother-in-law has it, and it's just like.
Yeah, I mean, JFK had it. A lot of people, like, she.
JFK.
Yeah, the president.
Why do you know that?
That's the only person I know.
If you get a disease, you find out all the famous people that have it.
Yeah,
you know you can still be
cool. George Washington had it.
Hers was kind of bad. She was in the hot. She lost a lot of weight. She was like 80 pounds at the time, right. And she had to have like intestine removed. Ooh. I mean, there's severe cases and not.
And okay. You were cheating on her. She had an intestine removed.
Don't judge me, Kate. I said I had to pay $10 for parking. Judging me over here.
Okay.
How many months?
And I guess you didn't want
to. Oh, months. Story.
How many months?
And I guess you couldn't. You felt like you couldn't break up with her because she's in the hospital.
How yeah. many months, man?
You know, it's so long ago. I would say over four.
That's a long time, Kate.
Maybe
and
five.
Everybody at the table. That's a long time.
It is a long time.
She was in the hospital for 5 months, and you cheated on her for how long? The whole time?
No.
How long until you cheated on her? I'm
yeah, how many months?
That.
Or was it like the second day? You're like, this is going to take a while. I might as well bang it out now.
No. Talk to the doctor on the way up. All right.
I gotta make how long is this going to be, by the way?
So is she getting out tonight in your life? A couple months from now? You got rock hard erection in the ER? Because I got to work on this here.
Oh, my God. Are you guys going to have to induce a coma?
Can they, like, fuck her while she's in there? Or is there, like, a whole...
All right, wait. I want to hear the story.
Oh, God. So, no, she got out. It was a couple... It was towards the end.
So, like, 4 months is what it took you to cheat.
Something like that.
He's a hero. That's not bad.
That's not
thank
bad.
You.
It's still pretty bad, but you're not the
it's
worst
fucked.
Human being in the
but
world.
But this is where it gets bad.
He's a hero.
This is where it gets
there's
bad.
There's more?
She gets out of the hospital.
Oh,
okay.
God.
So she had big boobs before she went in, but she lost a lot of weight, so I looked even bigger. Good for me. And so
I love when this guy tells stories.
So she gets out, and then she starts putting the weight back. It's all good. Then she's like, hey, I'm thinking about having a breast reduction.
Not good for you.
And I got to go to the hospital again.
So you cheated again?
I'm like, I'm not going to the hospital again.
I don't know how many of your listeners watch Seinfeld, but this is so George Costanza.
So
I'm not doing that again.
Oh,
plus, you didn't
so
even consult me
funny.
On the breast thing.
That's so
that wasn't
funny.
Even a you weren't like, oh, hey, what do you
and
think?
And I don't know if you guys know this, but big boobs is kind of Mike's thing.
That's my thing.
He kind of likes big
so
boobs.
Once
my
she,
thing.
Once she says she's getting rid of those, you were like, I'm out.
It was real close. I was like, you know what? This is just too much right now.
So what did she reduce them? What did she reduce? She got them reduced and you
yeah,
guys broke
she got
up.
A, yeah.
That was the last straw.
That was it for me.
First,
not the Crohn's, not the fucking intestine.
First, she goes and gets a disease, right?
Yeah,
and then she goes and gets a breast reduction because she has back problems.
The nerve
what
of this
selfish
bitch.
Yeah.
She's awful.
The back problems thing is it's a myth. There's your back is magically...
I mean, I've never had huge tits, so I don't know.
No, your back
you
feels great.
You can't say it's a myth.
Hey, guys, real quick. Remember we were talking about Friends with Benefits?
Remember we weren't talking about that? We're talking about the friend zone.
If you have huge tits, your back feels
friend
amazing.
Friend zone,
that's just a fact. That's just a fact.
Guys, Nathan is not.
Do you know
a
why? Because a guy like Mike Cross will massage your back.
You are intensely.
Am I wrong, Mike Cross?
I will do it for you.
A perfect. Guy like Mike Cross will massage your back.
You are intensely unlikable on this podcast. Intensely unlikable.
He's
crazy.
He switches to a mode. I just recorded Nate's podcast. Nate was so likable, so listening, so
he's
sensitive.
Like,
he comes on here. He's like, "Suck a dick." I'm like, "Jesus."
Best reductions, $1,000.
We're trying to get some. Girls are emailing Kate about friend zones.
Can we get to the questions? We didn't even get to the questions.
I'm trying to get us back. And
let's
like,
get back.
But back pain.
Back pain is a, it's
see
a joke.
See what I'm saying? See what you're doing?
It's
see
a joke. Any women out there with big tits, your back does not hurt.
Do you see what you're doing?
Nate.
Get out there and get a free drink.
Do you see what you're doing? Can we talk
Nate,
about
it? Nate, what is wrong with you? There are people with back problems.
I see why you hate this guy on the podcast.
What are you, in a wheelchair? You're just coasting around the club?
What is wrong with you?
Show him off. Get a goddamn beverage.
Jeez. Nate,
so
you're such an ass.
That girl,
the
with her
seriousness
friend.
Of you guys, the seriousness
oh,
of you people.
Oh, here we go again.
The seriousness of you people.
What?
Not Joe, Kate, and
Nate,
Akash specifically.
Take a deep breath. Take a deep breath
I'm
and
just,
calm
I'm
down.
I'm back to if here you want go. Me, I'm here.
Oh.
Other than that, I'm just sitting.
See,
down.
She got a breast reduction because she didn't like girls
don't,
thinking
don't
they were fake. That's why she
That's
got
why
it.
She
it
got
wasn't.
Breast
it wasn't back issues. It was she didn't want.
Did we listen?
Nate,
just
Nate, did you hear
him.
That?
Wait, that's an even worse.
Nate,
reason.
Did you hear that? She didn't get a breast reduction because her back hurt. She got it because she didn't want other girls, especially thinking she had fake breasts because they thought she had fake breasts.
So just shake your tits in front of their face and you're good.
I mean, that's what I said, but no, I guess not.
That's one of the dumbest reasons. I'm sorry.
Okay. Anyway, that's moving not, on. Thank you, Akash.
Man, I just feel bad. There's little kids that like look up to y'all and they're fucking asking about friend zones. And then
no, it's fine.
They just won't let stupid ass shit.
Everyone's gonna enjoy. That was entertaining as hell.
What in the fuck
no,
did
stop.
I do?
Not
you said you were going to. I said let's get to the question.
It's fine. We're getting there. We're getting there.
Can't make a joke about big tits.
We're joking.
Huh?
Fine.
I'm sorry, world. If your tits are big, get them cut off. Make sure your back is the most perfect thing on your body.
First
if
of
your
all,
ass is too big, reduce
all,
it.
Say sorry like a fucking person who lives in America.
I'm Canadian. Fuck America. Hate me more. This country is stupid. The fucking national anthem's dumb. The flag is stupid.
You got anything else you'd like to say, Nate?
Big tits.
Don't
get rid of
in.
Them.
Don't hold it in, Nate.
You know Nate's redheaded, guys?
I'm
you
over...
want another reason to hate him?
I'm over here if anybody needs me.
Oh, Jesus.
This is every 5 minutes.
Okay, hold on. Back to friend zone. I don't even know what we were saying about friend zone. Okay, so would you, let's go to Joe.
Yes.
Joe, would you ever be in a friend zone kind of situation?
I'm good at dodging it.
How so?
If I get the signs, I let them know, like, are you trying to fucking friend zone right now? And usually they say no because no girl's gonna be like, yeah, I'm gonna, yeah, that's what you're doing. But I've never really been put in a friend zone besides by girls who, my friends have dated, which kind of they're off limits anyway, you know? But I would have put them in a friend zone. I'd put them like can't do it zone, which is different.
Do you have any close girlfriends?
No. That's hilarious. Holy fuck, that's hilarious.
That's good.
I don't know. I don't. Not ones that I haven't had sex with.
So
like
you
I'm
had
friends
a,
with
so
girls.
You got that out of the way. You got that.
Not out of the way.
But
like,
you know what I'm
like,
saying? Like, it's off the table. You've already acted on that. It's not going to be something that's in your mind.
I'm not going to say that either. Like, would I have sex with them in the future again if the opportunity arose and I was single? Probably, yeah.
Okay.
So it's not like they're in a friend zone. It's not like, okay, we got that out of the way.
Is that a real friendship?
Now
though?
We can be friends. What?
Is that a, that's like, you're like acquaintances. Is that a real friendship?
What do you mean?
Hey, we fuck occasionally and then we hang out.
No, that's not what I'm saying. We don't fuck occasionally. It has happened before.
And I would fuck her again.
No, but in the future I would if the opportunity arose. But that doesn't mean I'm not friends with her. Like, I could have a conversation with her about, like, random shit or just, like, see how her family's doing or whatever and just, you know.
Here's a question for you, Kate. Kate, because you're, I mean, when you have guy friends, let's say, you know, Akash, if you guys are good friends, but then he started making passes at you, like, oh, hey, Kate, da-da-da. Where does that put you in that friendship? Would you pull back or would you...
Yeah, if I was friends with someone and they started making me uncomfortable, like it depends what a pass means.
Yeah.
You know, but yeah, if he wasn't respecting my boundaries, like I've had guy friends who made like a little bit of like a hit on me, and then I'll make it clear nicely, like, hey, not interested, da, 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 da.
But that's
if they respect it, that's cool. If it's weird, like you can feel when the energy is weird after that. There might be like a couple months of like, all right, it's kind of awkward, we're not talking as much, and then once they either start, you know, dating someone else or they're just over it, then we're totally cool again.
Okay.
But if someone like was disrespecting my boundaries, like I said no, and then they just kept, and there have been some comedians actually that just disrespected the no and kept being creepy, I'm just like, get the fuck out of my life. Like, because then you're just disrespecting me.
Yeah.
So.
What's your advice to a girl? My advice to everybody is don't ever get in the friend zone. Make that shit abundantly clear that you're into them. And then it either works or it doesn't.
That's
a
great idea.
Yeah, you have to be honest. You have to, because that's a lot of the people who they're like, should I say something? Should I just keep being their friend, even though I really like them? And I'm like, you got to put yourself out there. Otherwise, you're just going to be, you know, staring at them across the table, like yearning.
You know when you get cut and you after like 3 days, you just got to rip off the Band-Aid?
Mm-hmm.
That's what that shit is. You can't just leave it on there for 10 years and slowly pull it off hair by hair, thinking they're going to fall in love with you. It ain't going to happen. Just take that shot. If you miss, it'll hurt. You'll move on way quicker.
Yeah. I agree. Just say something. Because best case scenario, they're going to be like, oh, I have feelings for you too, and it works out great. Worst case, it's like awkward for a little bit, but then you can move on.
Which is so much better than the worst case of just hanging out, being in love, and they don't give a shit.
Yeah, and then you have to watch them like start dating someone.
The worst is that you can tell when it's happening to other people. Like, you could just tell, like, that guy thinks, but it's not going to happen ever. Like, you just know, and it's just... it just looks so bad. And
it
looks
so painful.
Yeah, it's just like, dude, oh, God. And she's, like, with a dude, and he's just there, like, oh, yeah, we're just friends. Oh, she talks to me about her boyfriend. And he's just hurting. Like, just fucking say it. And then she goes, dude, no. And you go, all right, fucking whatever. I'll just jerk
Moving
off to
on.
Your pictures. And that's all.
No, I've been in that situation where I've been hanging out with friends, and it's obvious. I'm like, oh, she's in love with him. Or vice versa, he's in love with her, you know? And it's just, it looks painful. It's the worst. And I'm sure I've been in situations like that where I've had feelings for someone that I was just friends with, you know? It's just not
a
fun
place. Can
you
tell when your friends got feelings for you?
Here's another thing.
I think so.
Because when girls do this shit on purpose, like they have guy friends who they know are into them.
Yeah.
And they're like,
we're
just
to
friends.
Boost
like,
their
yo,
confidence.
You fucking know that this kid's in love with you and you're just keeping him around and you're just torturing him.
And then they'll do stuff for him, like help him move.
Yeah, or like...
I never did, but I got friends who did it.
No, but yeah, that's what people
Yeah, that's
do.
Shitty. If you're someone and you know one of your friends has feelings for you and you take advantage of that, like you're like, "Oh, I need help with this. Oh, I need help." And I have some girlfriends who definitely take advantage of their like guy friends on the shelf kind of thing.
Ugh,
and
it's terrible.
It's brutal. Yeah.
It's a crime. I don't know why
that sounded like Nate.
No, but it is a crime.
How are you doing over there, Nate?
He's on Google.
I'm fine.
Are you really going to ignore right now?
I am really disgusted with the fact that I am just joking around, and people take me way too fucking
I didn't take you
seriously
at all, Nate.
You know what I mean? I'm out here like trying to destroy people's backs. I'm really out here,
Nate,
trying to hurt people's backs.
Can you shut the fuck up for a second?
Can this guy calm down? She asked me a question. I'm talking to her
can
right
you listen,
now.
Though?
No, can I talk to her?
I'm answering
quick?
This complaint that you just
what
lodged.
What is the complaint? What did I lodge?
That, no one's saying you said anything offensive. What we're saying is let the fucking conversation go back to where it's supposed to go to.
Are you kidding me?
No, again?
Again?
Stop.
Again.
Stop.
I didn't fucking take it away
okay,
the first time.
Of all,
you guys
want to
know something?
Nate.
You're all fucking really sensitive, and all of you should shut the fuck up. How's
well,
that?
Then there's a podcast, huh? Just sitting and staring at each other.
Jesus
just a couple
Christ.
Of people glaring into each other's eyes. I'm not even really sensitive. I just think it's very funny that I was just joking around about people's
we
fucking
know.
Back pain, and people go,
but,
oh, God, Nathan, you
but
can.
But
you can't.
But, Nate, you start playing a funny part of, like, the villain that you're not actually, and then we start playing the other part. We're all just having fun.
I was trying to get back to your thing.
Okay.
I really was.
We're all
this
having
fucking
fun
criminal
here.
Said that I'm a bag of shit on this goddamn
I didn't say
podcast.
You're a bag of shit. I said you're intensely unlikable.
Intensely
That's,
is far. Intensely is
I mean,
unlikable. And I would
Let
like
me
to know,
say something.
Audience,
Akash
you write
me.
In. Write in, audience. Am I intensely unlikable? I want it written in capital letters. Write it in
And
blood.
Don't pity him just because he fucking did
and
this
And write
little
gay. Fish. And write gay, too.
Okay.
If you
I'd know. Also like to say, Akash and Nathan are very good friends,
I hate
by
this
the way.
Fucking kid.
Fuck Akash, man.
So,
Bullshit.
Just for you all to know.
We're sharing a mic right now, guys.
We are good friends.
Their lips are very close together right now.
I was making a joke about backs.
No one was offended by the joke.
Yeah,
No one was offended by the joke.
I loved the joke. So I didn't
lose money. You can't say that about backs. This guy over here was like, you are intensely unlikable. I'm like, oh my.
All right, so they said that. But now you're acting like you're on fucking CNN trying to explain yourself.
It's not unlikable just because of the backs thing. It's because you scream too much. Let a motherfucker talk. Mike Cross hadn't said shit this whole time.
I said nothing. I am over here.
But listen, I never thought Nate was being anything at all.
It's fine. It's everyone. We're fine.
Anyway,
I feel like this episode should be called Family Therapy or something. This has been ridiculous. Nate, we all love you. No one's fighting.
I don't give a fuck about you, man. I love it.
Jeez. What was when I first started? What was I saying about? Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. Do you guys think it's a good idea? Do you think would you guys be able to ever have sex with a girl that's a friend and not develop feelings? Do you think that's very possible?
I think. I mean,
yes.
Joe, you're yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Nate, what are you?
Yes.
Akash.
What do I know? Go back to Nate again.
I'll tell you what, though. I think for girls, because the advice I always give for girls when they're saying, do you think I should have sex with this guy who's just my friend?
Right.
And we talked about this when you were
but
on
But are they doing that to save the friendship so they don't lose the friend?
No.
Here's the thing,
what are they doing? Why would they do it then?
Here's the thing.
Sex. We're like, oh, do you think this could be a fun, good idea? And you're going to get feelings.
But here's the thing, right? We say that we could do it. I honestly think I could. I could have sex with someone.
Maybe. You never know.
Well, yeah, that's true. But I'm just saying I think I could do that. And if I think I can, I'm pretty sure that there are some girls out there who could also. Like, it's not just like girls are all emotion. Like, because I know some girls are like, well, it's a dick, I'll do it, whatever. It's fine.
I'm not saying that there aren't girls out there who can pull that off.
I know, but that's what we're doing. We're saying, like, guys can fuck anything and girls are really emotionally invested.
Yeah, I've had sex with people I've hated before.
You guys be generally, I think. I mean, you know what I mean? We don't have time to dissect everybody into groups.
I'm not dissecting. I'm just saying,
I like what you're saying, though, because I do think, listen, there are going to be some guys that are actually
more
emotional.
Yeah, you're like, do you think that you could, and do you think girls could? I think anyone could fucking do it. Yeah,
I guess really what when people ask that, it's kind of like you have to be honest with yourself. You know, like, is it just a friend or do you actually have feelings for that person? If you really don't have for real strong feelings for them and you can keep it just physical, I just think I've seen a lot of my girlfriends who've convinced themselves they can keep it just physical and then they realize that they're like really attached.
Dudes do that too, though.
No, absolutely. I've seen guys do it, and guys I think are even better at convincing themselves that they're, you know,
of course, because
they aren't invested.
They got all their friends telling them that, dude, just fuck her and that's it.
Yeah,
come out with us and fucking Asian.
It's so hard once the sorry to interrupt you. It's so hard once the please. It's so hard once you have sex with somebody, even if you don't have feelings, right? As soon as the sex is done, then that next part right there, that's the hardest.
Right thing. After sex.
Right after.
Just leaving, you mean?
No, sitting. Whatever happens. Just that's whatever. That's the hardest part. Because if you don't have any feelings or you have feelings or whatever it is, that next part is the thing that people rarely think about. You're like, we're just going to have sex, and this is the thing. But right after sex is a moment. It's a situation that you are now in, and that's the one people usually don't think about.
Yeah, do you cuddle? Because then that means...
Do you leave? Do you cuddle? Do you talk?
Yeah,
do you go,
If you leave, you're a piece of shit, and I knew I shouldn't have done that. And if you stay and cuddle, you're like, what is he... Does he think this is a thing, or does... Do I let you, blah, blah, or do you just kind of sit there and you're like, oh, that was weird. Do I fucking, are we going to be friends after this? It's a disaster.
Mm-hmm. Well,
do you always cuddle Liz after sex? Do you guys have like.
No.
No.
No, we've been together a long time.
He just leaves.
Sometimes I leave, sometimes she
Get
leaves.
Up.
How long have you been together for?
5 years.
Five years?
A little over 5 years.
Do you guys cuddle?
No.
Once you get to a point, you're like, we know what we're here. This is the thing. And then
Because I guess it would take a lot of time for every time you have sex to then be like, all right, now we're going to have 15 minutes or even 10 minutes of cuddle time.
But that's the thing. People don't even think about that.
There's usually shower right afterwards.
You do?
Together.
Really?
What? Really?
That's adorable.
Huh.
Yeah, I mean, we don't like do anything. We just shower, like people, how they shower alone.
Because once you have like all the sex juices, you just want them off
you?
Yeah,
I'm just like, well, we're sweating a lot. If I was just to lay there for whatever amount of time. It's not like immediate, like, oh, all right, shower. Let's hit the shower. It's not like gym class. Fucking bell rings and you go. It's like, I mean, we're just there. Catch my fucking breath and then jump in the shower.
Hmm.
Clean it off. You know?
Got it.
Is that fucking weird?
Everyone's looking at me. Yeah, I'm usually like, get the hell away from me.
Yeah, well, I'm like a month and a half in. You're fucking married.
Do you know it's Tuesday?
Where
are these fish tacos? Turn on the big screen. Give me that dog.
So anyway.
Yeah, anyway.
Is that weird, though? Is that crazy?
I find that weird.
A little bit, but that's, you know, it's
a month and a half.
Yeah, though, that's great.
I was going to say, that's not going to be the way it is for us.
No, obviously not.
It's just not convenient to take a shower every single time.
No, right. But it is convenient for when we have sex.
Oh, yeah.
Because I have nothing to do. Yeah. If I had something to do, I probably...
If it makes you feel better to shower, do you, boo.
Showering's what do you just do, good. Kate? It's just a good feeling.
I don't shower after, unless I'm like really gross for some reason. Like if one time.
Well, that's another thing. Her room's a fucking.
No, what I'm
sauna,
saying is like,
so it's like I'm sweating. Like I feel bad for her. You know what
yeah,
I mean?
Yeah. No, I mean there have been.
She's
times...
got more of my sweat on her than hers. Like I'm just gross.
There was like most of my sex with Tim does not last. You know, so I hate like when people are like I had sex for hours. I'm like, who wants to do that? But there was like one time we had sex a long time and we were both sweaty after, and then yeah, it made sense to shower. Mm-hmm. But like. Most of the time, you know, we can be presentable afterwards, so it's fine.
What's a long time? Like 15 minutes?
Yeah, I don't know. Like, I'd say the average is probably like 15.
It's pretty good, Nate.
Okay,
20.
So the fish tacos are in the oven.
Set the timer and we'll fuck to that.
3, 2. Oh, fish tacos!
Right when he comes is when that's when you know the tacos are. I'm over here if you need me.
Oh, God.
Do you guys cuddle? I was just gonna say that.
Yeah,
we did it at the same time.
We should hang out.
Sometimes, if it makes sense. But they're like, it depends on what there is to do that day. Like if we're like we're doing stuff, but we're like, oh, let's have sex real quick. Like we have sex and then keep going on with our day. But if it's like maybe later at night and then maybe there will be. But Tim's not like a huge cuddler after sex. Like he doesn't want to just sit there gazing into my eyes for like. I would love that.
No,
I would love to gaze into someone's eyes.
That sounds exhausting, man.
I don't do that.
That sounds exhausting.
When I say like cuddling or whatever, it's
guys aren't as big of fans
like
of that.
Sports Center's on and we're just laying in the bed is what I mean.
Yeah.
I don't mean like, like not
no.
That. I'm saying like I'm just laying there and like we're catching our breath and I'm watching Sports Center.
Yeah, no,
you know
that's
I mean?
That's
or whatever the fuck's playing.
That will normally happen. Like there's like a catch your breath kind of thing.
No, yeah.
But yeah, there's with Tim, it's definitely not like. What do you call like a beautiful music playing in the background and we're just like petting each other's
oh,
faces?
No,
that doesn't happen.
I'm not trying to paint a fucking, you know, a fairy tale like that. I'm just saying.
Yeah, but we normally don't hop up. We normally don't hop right after the coming has taken place. You know what I mean? It's not like immediate, but it's also like I normally pee after sex. They say girls, especially because I get urinary tract infections frequently, you have to pee. You have to pee after sex. You do. You have to pee after sex. You get bacteria around there. Pee it out. So you're supposed to pee right after. So I'll cuddle for like a little bit, and then I go and I pee, and I pee out his cum as well. Not
well,
pee
this is
it,
good for teenagers.
But it comes out
to
the toilet.
This is hysterical.
You just said you pee out his cum. That
yeah,
happened. That happens.
Yeah, like while I'm peeing, the cum will also fall out.
Anything else you'd like to give us?
Yeah.
Really, Nate?
You
want to
tell
give
us?
Me that kind of a Nate really is like a brother. It's just like. He just look like I'm disgusting.
Nate's a horrible person.
Am I the only one that thinks that's disgusting?
It's filthy.
Do you want to tell us about the last time you took a shit?
Let me say something, though. This is the thing.
It was a lot.
I've talked to Nate about this. That's fine. I don't give a fuck. Here's the thing.
All the fucking details were just...
It's fine. I don't care.
When was the last time you took a shit, Kate? Why don't we just talk about
that? Today. I take a shit once a day.
Thank you.
Here's the thing. Nate and I have had this conversation, though, where... We've talked about once a guy.
No.
Not this conversation.
Let me say what I'm going to say.
Peeing
we've had the conversation.
That's horrendous. That's really over
picture
the top.
Picture when
disgusting.
You picture a girl having her period.
Three
and
grandmothers
pooping.
Died the minute you said that sentence.
Picture having your period and taking a
just
poop. That's the grossest thing.
Drop dead while making
thing.
Cookies.
Anyway.
Ugh.
What I wanted to say was, I've talked to
you
Nate
never
about
get hard again
once. Once a guy comes, he just wants to be like done with his cum. Like he like if he's hard, he can be into something. And then by the time he comes, he's like, get
Kate,
that away
Kate, man,
from me.
You always you take what? Here, let me you take sentences I say and make them your own. This is what I said. I said in porn, when guys come in weird places, that guy's not enjoying it. I don't believe it because once you come, that's it. Do you know what I mean? But in movies, it's like, I'm going to come on in this toaster and then we're going to heat it up. And then you're gonna... But that's not, no man would want, I guarantee you, no man wants.
Because you're saying
that.
Once he's come, he wants to be done.
We're out of the room.
That's what I was trying to say.
But you didn't say it that way. You just
I wasn't
said,
as funny
what
or
you
creative.
Said was, when a man comes, he's done with his cum. What is that even? What is that?
He is done with the relationship.
I don't need this cum anymore. I won't put this back. Like, what does that mean?
He's done. He is not going to use that cum again. So, let me tell you.
Are you going to use that cum? Peeing out cum. That would be the worst movie ever. That was a porn. What a disgusting.
John,
fucking...
first of all, John's our producer. Does it gross you out after
yes.
after? Just let me talk
yes,
to John.
My cross is a
John.
I don't care either way.
Okay, thank you, Mike.
I don't care.
Once you're
I got
done.
Fish tacos coming up. You know what I'm saying, baby?
Tacos in the oven.
John, once
you're
done,
you need to.
Stop. Once you're done coming, okay, suppose you come on your girl's stomach or whatever. Does that cum gross you out?
Even I didn't say that. Nope,
I'm not asking because of for you.
I know, but I didn't say
that. You're not in
context.
This right now. I'm
no,
asking
it
John.
It started because
shut
of something
up.
You said
shut up,
about
mate.
Me. So I'm just
God.
Saying. Also, if a woman has back pain, is that real? Women with back pain are faking it, right? No matter how
oh
big their tits are.
Oh, my God.
No, I don't believe that.
Okay.
Ugh.
I'm alone
okay.
on that one.
Anyway,
get into a wheelchair.
John, once
lady.
You come, if you come on a girl's stomach, does your cum now, like, do you not want to have anything to do with that cum?
A little bit, yeah.
Okay.
You want to take it on a date? Dress it up and take it for a walk?
Kate,
get your hat. Get your hat, cum. We're going out.
What is the alternative? Kate,
done with it.
What are you wiping that up?
Where are you going, cum? We got movies to watch. Dark Knight is on. Dark Knight Rises is on.
What are you wiping that up? What are you doing?
I was gonna talk to that cum.
Right, seriously.
Hello, tiny cum. How are you? How was it inside of me?
Seriously, what's the alternative?
Did you find your way out okay?
What's the alternative?
I have found.
You want him to just like finger paint with
no,
it?
I have found that there are some guys who are more grossed out by it after. That's all. So I was just curious.
But
we're all disgusted by it after. It's disgusting.
Listen, are you disgusted
once
by your cum?
Sex
is so
hold on, Mike,
gross when
once
you think
you're
about
done
it.
And you think about
Mike,
the things you did.
Mike
you know?
Cross, yeah. Are you disgusted by your cum once it's God, ejaculated from your dick?
Once it's real.
I will no, I'm great. I'll be like, oh, here's a towel or something.
Yeah, but you're not partying. No.
But how do you feel about it? She keeps bringing up the substance itself. We all feel it's a uniform disgust.
I put it in my tea, Kate.
Have you ever
that's
tasted?
What I do.
Have you ever tasted your own cum?
No.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, me either.
No.
Really?
What kind
yes,
of
you
world
have.
Is this?
Yes, you. Mike's definitely tasted it.
No, I haven't.
Yes, you have.
We're about out of time. Thanks for having me, guys.
I've tasted my own vagina lubricant.
Yeah,
stuff.
But you're supposed to.
What do you mean I'm supposed to?
Because it goes
because they do
your,
it in porn.
Yeah, it
that's
goes from
wrong.
Your vagina
they do it
to
in
your
porn.
Mouth. This is fact.
Have you tasted your butthole?
No.
Ladies, if you have severe back pain, get Dr. Scholl's. Keep your tits.
All right.
There's other options.
Mike's got tacos.
All right, guys. We're going to be wrapping this up now.
Big tits mean large drinks for free. That's a fact.
Okay, Nathan, where can they find you?
Take out your tits. And it doesn't matter about your back. You can get
Nate,
a new back.
Where can they find you?
Can I just
you?
Say quickly, one day you can get a new back, okay? We're really coming along medically. Keep your tits. You'll get a metal back. You'll be a robo back.
Get a metal back.
They can hate everything that I do as I am intensely dislikable. And please write that in.
Unlikable.
Someone
you fucking
struck
idiot.
Oh,
nerve.
intensely unlikable. Dislikable still whatever. NathanMcIntosh.com.
And what's your Twitter?
I was getting to that.
Man. Jesus.
Women.
Twitter at I know. Goddamn.
My back hurts. My tits are so big. You don't want to play with your cum. You don't want to play with your cum. Take
what's
your cum
your
out.
Twitter?
If you're going out, take your cum.
Dress up. Get your hat on. We're leaving.
We're going out, cum. It's you and me tonight. Make it a cum block, Buster Knife.
It's you and me.
Written a movie with my cum.
What is your Twitter?
At taking my cum on a date. Nathan at NathanMcIntosh.com. Please
Akash,
write to me and let me know
Akash,
if you hate me.
Akash, where yes, can ma'am. They find you?
AkashSingh.com, AKAASH.
Hey,
at Akash Singh.
Akash, I got Knicks tickets. You got your cum?
Mike, where can they find you?
At Handsome Mike.
Wait, no, shh. Say it again.
Yes, somebody's sitting here. My cum.
Nate! I can't.
That was probably the best one, though. Excuse me. Excuse me.
Yes, somebody's sitting here. My cum just went to get a drink, okay? He'll be back. Or she'll. It's a million people, really.
I brought a ton of people with me today.
Mike,
thank you for having me.
You're
I appreciate
welcome.
It. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you for having me. At Handsome Mike.
Oh my God,
Joe.
And if you guys want to find me, I'm on Twitter at Joe Santagato.
You guys can find me on Twitter at the Kate Wolf. You can email us invasionofprivacypodcast@gmail.com. And
you can also find us all arguing with Nate as soon as this podcast ends.
Yes.
New York Labs.
Hold on, real quick. And Tim and I are still doing the tarot numerology thing. So if you'd like a reading, please hit me up. You can email me at kwolf2fs27@gmail.com.
I got a tarot reading today. It was dope.
Can
Thank
I get
you,
a tarot
Akash.
Reading?
Yeah, that was really good.
Can I get a tarot reading for my cum? He's really been asking. In 5 years, I see you being really dry. Flake it off.
All right, guys. Thanks for listening. Bye.